Good morning, it's Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultant from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday 21st of May, but actually recorded on Saturday 19th of May because I'll be travelling down to London on Monday morning. Well, last week, as we all realised, I think it was a very torrid week on the markets as they reacted to the worsening crisis in Greece, to confirmation of new elections in Greece in June, and the realisation that the country could, in theory, be bankrupt as early as next month, and with it quick exit from the euro. On the day front, US indicators were actually mostly positive, but economic data from Europe didn't thrill, and a mass downgrade of Spanish banks at the end of the week sealed the fate of equities for the week. So let's turn to the regions, highlights of last week in the US. Some of the data is pretty good. Manufacturing, industrial production, retail sales data came out reasonably healthy. Housing starts again were promising, an ongoing trend that seems to indicate the sector is at last recovering. And that really is a necessity if the US economy as a whole is going to recover. So that was quite good news. Inflation was down, but interestingly, leading indicators slipped. And I suppose that's a reflection of the crisis across the pond in Europe. The FOMC minutes were released and they confirmed they see an improving outlook in the US economy and again repeated that they see interest rates staying unchanged until 2014 at the earliest. Across in Europe, sovereign debt crisis edged toward its nadir, Greece and Spain well out in front to fall off the cliff first. Unsurprisingly, investors sold banks and apparently removed huge volumes of cash, even as Moody's announced a downgrade of Spanish banks. And in Spain, the talk now is of a massive hidden real estate loss in the big banks. That may require a massive cash injection just to keep the banking system afloat in Spain. So not really good news there. On the data front, we saw flash 1Q GDP reports from a number of countries in Europe, and once again they painted a solid picture, with France stagnant, Italy shrinking nearly 1%, and a quarter Spain contracting 0.3%, and Greece shrinking a massive 6% per annum over the quarter, which means it's now shrunk by over 17% since 1Q 2008. In the Asia-Pacific region, the region is still really enthralled to global, particularly European markets. It was a little hard data this week, except from Japan, which once again encouragingly announced a 1% increase in GDP in the quarter. That takes it up to a 4.1% increase in GDP when compared to a year ago. So that is, you know, a big turnaround for Japan and looking quite good. Some of the other indicators, well, oil continued to fall on global growth fears, rising inventories and increased cider production. US dollar continued to advance against all major currencies except the yen. The yen conversely climbed to a three-month high against the US dollar, and that was on fears the Fed will still need to extend quantitative easing, and that increases the number of dollars in circulation and weakens the currency. Unsurprisingly, US Treasury yields fell pretty sharply last week as investors ran for cover, US Treasuries and actually two UK gilts being the first port of call now for safe haven status. Quick look at the markets last week. As I say, they're generally pretty yucky, with Japan down 4%, Far East down 6%, Europe down 5%, UK too down 5%, US down 3%, oil down 5%, now at $91 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, and gold actually unchanged at $1,591. So as a bottom line, economic data was mixed last week, but the real focus was on politicians and voters, of course, Greek voters in particular, who will now ultimately, I suppose, decide whether Greece stays in the euro or not. However, unlike the weather, there's little we can do about these things, and our advice in these times is not to worry about those things you can't control, but rather, as you would always take an umbrella out in these days if you go outside, pay close attention to those things you can control, such as spending, asset allocation, debt levels, etc. This week, market moving events, it's really going to be all eyes on Greece, Spain and the other southern peripherals. They're going to remain the centre of attention as well as the outcome of the G8 summit. And that's it from me. Please don't take this as advice. Please speak to your professional advisor before you take any action relating to this commentary. We can't, I'm afraid, be held responsible for any action you do take without taking advice, first of all. We are regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it from me. Have a very, very good week, and I'll hopefully speak to you next week.